Iowa State University Extension plant pathologist Mark Gleason says grass packed down under heavy snow is a perfect place for mold to grow. It's an odd fungi that attacks grass when it's dormant. If you have snow mold, Gleason says you'll see patches of sick-looking turf grass that are either gray or pink.
The gray snow mold is more or less rounded areas from a couple of inches in diameter to even a couple of feet in diameter, and these would typically become visible after the snow melts off in the springtime. It almost looks like the grass is glued together. They're in kind of an ashy gray color. Another thing you'll notice with gray snow mold is that there's little pink dots in amongst those gray patches, and the pink dots are about the size of a match head.
Gray snow mold is more prevalent in areas with at least 3 months of snow cover, such as northern states and mountainous terrain. Pink snow mold is common in the Pacific Northwest, and the entire outer ring of the patch is pink. Gleason says, in most cases, you don't have to do anything about it.
One of the encouraging things about snow mold is if the damage isn't severe, if you give it about 6 or 8 weeks in the springtime, typically the grass will grow out of it. So the symptoms, those distressing looking circles of pink or gray, will pretty much disappear as the grass resumes active growth. You might do your normal spring fertilization of your lawn.
In some areas, the snow mold is so severe that it requires the grass to be replanted. Get the upper hand in late fall by applying a fungicide that's labeled for snow mold control. Also, mow the grass in the fall until it stops growing. Learn more about snow mold at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than a dozen people taken to hospitals, but no deaths after a Delta jet flipped over on the runway of Toronto Pearson International Airport.
Passengers seen hanging upside down in the cabin, held in by their seatbelts. The flight crew seen standing on the ceiling.
Come on!
Helping passengers scramble to escape.
ABC Transportation correspondent Gio Benitez, the jet was on its way from Minneapolis to Toronto. There's an investigation underway into why it happened. A new storm is expected to drop heavy snow across much of the middle part of the country today as a blast of frigidly cold air plants itself over the northern Midwest and Great Plains. All that as the death toll rises from flooding earlier in the week. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says at least a dozen people in his state were killed in rising waters. Top diplomats from Russia and the U.S. have been meeting in Saudi Arabia about negotiating an end to the war in Ukraine. No Ukrainian officials were present at the meeting. This is ABC News. Never in its 53-year history has Southwest Airlines carried out mass layoffs. Until now.
Southwest Airlines launched in 1971 on a simple concept laid out by founder Herb Kelleher.
The way we look at it, the quicker you're in the air, the quicker you get where you're going.
Beyond the 10-minute turnaround, Kelleher built a culture of respect between employees and management.
It's always people first.
Former Southwest spokesman Ed Stewart.
That's why I think this is such a big shock in the industry.
Southwest will cut more than 1,700 employees, mainly at its headquarters here in Dallas. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The accused leader of a cult-like group based in California has been arrested in Maryland. Jack Lasota's group has been connected to 5 killings, including the murder of a Border Patrol agent in Vermont. A scare in a New Hampshire grocery store. Tucked in a box of bananas, a 2-foot snake native to Ecuador. The ornate cat-eye snake, described as mildly venomous, only mildly. No one was bitten, the snake taken away. This is ABC News.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Business taxes. We're stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes,
Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Another frigid day with sunny skies, a high of only 4 above. Wind chill values, though, as low as 38 below, especially in the morning. Tonight, partly cloudy, dangerously cold again with a low of negative 14. Wind chill values down to 30 below. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Right now, 14 below.
School closings that we have this morning: Alma, Cochran, Fountain City, Durand, Arkansas, Leavistrum, Elk Mound, Elmwood, and Mondovi schools all closed today. The Pepin, Plum City, and Spring Valley have an e-learning day. Again, schools closed today: Alma, Cochran, Fountain City, Durand, Arkansas, Leavistrum, Elk Mound, Elmwood, and Mondovi. Pepin, Plum City, and Spring Valley, no in-person classes. It's an e-learning day today.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A man is dead after a snowmobile crash in Oconto County. Deputies say a 55-year-old man from Mequon crashed his snowmobile into a road sign near the town of Mountain Friday. Officials say the driver apparently lost control of his sled and slid off the trail into the sign. The victim hasn't yet been identified. Protesters converged in the state capitol in Madison Monday. The 50-51 movement demonstration was in response to what organizers describe as the anti-democratic and illegal actions of the Trump administration and actions led by billionaire Elon Musk's Doge agency. And watch out for scams this tax season. The IRS says one common trick is using scary messages over the phone and text messages on social media or even official-looking letters demanding money. The IRS reminds you that government agencies will never demand immediate payment over the phone. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When I started farming, I never imagined I'd be leading policy discussions or representing farmers in my community, but Wisconsin Farm Bureau has helped make that possible. Their leadership programs gave me the skills and the confidence to step up and make a difference for my farm and for Wisconsin. If you're ready to lead, Farm Bureau is ready to help.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Minikins. News this hour being brought to you by Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand, Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts Durand, Bowerbilt Tire and Service Durand, and Mull Drive Eau Claire, Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durand, healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health, and Numbers R Us, your daily money managers and QuickBook advisors, 3rd Avenue West Durand. While the weather is cold, work does continue on the new Tarrant Park pool building. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the work does continue on the inside of the building.
Whether it's the electrical work or plumbing work inside, or they're putting the ceilings in and so on and so forth, but things are moving along, and we're getting down to sort of those final little details. Recently picked out a few more colors for everything from the lockers.
Construction of the pool itself will start back up in April. That's all dependent on the weather. If all goes well, the pool's expected to open in June. The National Weather Service in La Crosse is looking for storm spotters. The Weather Service will be holding a spotter training class April 10th at the Buffalo County Courthouse starting at 6:30. Attendees will receive basic weather spotter training, and the class is free and open to everyone. For more information on the class, contact the La Crosse National Weather Service office. Asperius Health has received final approval from the Chippewa Falls City Council to build a new hospital in the southeast area of that city. Last week, the Planning Commission approved the conditional use permit, and the council is meeting to work on the developer's agreement. The hospital will offer both emergency care and clinic-based primary care services. They hope to break ground on the new hospital this spring. Timely, much-needed snow is helping preparations for this weekend's American Birky Beiner cross-country ski race in Wisconsin. Executive Director Ben Pop says melting won't be an issue with temperatures remaining bitterly cold the remainder of the week. Pop says they'll be out grooming the 34-mile trail between Cable and Hayward. They hope temperatures won't be too cold for Saturday's race. Organizers will continue to monitor the weather to make sure it's safe for the racers and the hundreds of volunteers. Over 14,000 skiers from across the U.S. and around the world are expected for the annual race. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is today. Jill Utterly, Brittany Kinzer, and Jeff Wright are all on the ballot statewide, running for state superintendent of public instruction. Voters could also see some local common council and court judge elections on their ballots. Winners of primary elections move on to the spring general election, scheduled for April 1st. Scammers are using tax season to try to take your money. IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says one common trick is to use scary messages demanding money.
Watch out for unsolicited emails, text messages, social media messages, because they often contain attachments or links that are intended to steal your information.
Miller says the IRS or other government agencies will never demand immediate payment over the phone. If you receive one of these calls or messages, simply hang up or delete it. If you're concerned about tax payments, visit the IRS website yourself at irs.gov. The governor's unveiling his state budget tonight. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers will deliver his 25-27 biennial budget from the Assembly Chambers at the Wisconsin State Capitol tonight. Evers' remarks begin at 7 and will be live-streamed on the governor's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Evers has already revealed portions of his budget plan, including an overhaul of Wisconsin's correction system, dealing with PFAS contamination of Wisconsin's water, and investments to support agriculture and reduce the cost of child care. Republican legislative leaders and the co-chairs of the Joint Finance Committee are holding a press conference following Evers' address. Wisconsin law enforcement has helped stop a school shooting in Indiana. The Wisconsin Department of Justice forwarded a tip to the Washington County, Indiana Sheriff's Department last week about a school shooting planned for Valentine's Day. Deputies in Indiana secured the search warrant, which led to the home in the town of Addison, Indiana, where a 19-year-old woman was in chat rooms with the would-be shooter in Morrisville, just outside of Indianapolis. They arrested an 18-year-old woman there. Court documents said she's been planning the shooting for over a year and had access to an AR-15 and bulletproof vest. Investigators found a collage of pictures of school shooters on the woman's bedroom wall. Authorities in southern Minnesota are searching for suspects involved in a deadly weekend shooting. That crime happened Saturday afternoon in Austin. Police say officers found a man who had been gunned down. A second man was wounded and taken by a private vehicle to a nearby hospital. Authorities have yet to identify the victims or provide a motive for the shooting. You're listening to WRDN News.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
There are several ways experienced individuals can help others enjoy safe and ethical hunting. The Mentored Hunting Law Program allows novice hunters to hunt within arm's reach of a qualified mentor without first completing a hunter education course. You can also sign up to lead an educational hunt or teach a hunter safety course. Other options include special youth hunts or outdoor skills workshops. More information is available on the programs at the Wisconsin DNR website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most. Now and for generations to come.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The Minnesota Twins are dealing with injuries after the first day of full team workouts at spring training. Emmanuel Rodriguez suffered an ankle sprain last week and is expected to miss. Rodriguez has been a top 100 prospect in each of the last three seasons. He hit .280 with 9 home runs and 27 RBI in 47 games in the minor leagues last year. The Minnesota Timberwolves are getting ready to start the second half of the NBA season. The T-Wolves return from the All-Star break with a game against the Houston Rockets on Friday. Minnesota's coming off a 116-101 win over the Oklahoma City Thunder February 13th. The Wolves are currently in 7th place in the Western Conference. The Minnesota Lynx have revealed their 2025 preseason schedule. The Lynx will play a pair of games against the Chicago Sky in exhibition play. The first game will be in Chicago May 6th, the second at the Target Center May 10th. Minnesota's first regular season game will be on May 16th. High school basketball from last night on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. There were a few games that were held, as many schools were closed yesterday. Many schools are closed today as well, so there'll be a few games. But from last night, Ellsworth defeated Elmwood Plum City 53-45 in boys hoops. Meanwhile, it was Elk Mound winning over Baldwin Woodville 68-52. And Kingsland defeated Wabasha Kellogg 63-52. Girls basketball from last night, only one game reported. Elk Mound over Bloomer 82-45. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
FFA members adhere to a code of ethics to promote their own development and make a positive difference in the lives of others. They strive to be courteous, honest, and fair, modest in winning and generous in defeat, developing the traits of great leadership. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Recognizing all of our local FFA chapters for all of their hard work throughout the year, this FFA salute brought to you by Compeer Financial, a farm credit cooperative serving and supporting agriculture and rural communities.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Choose Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil to provide maximum performance and protection for your engine. Get a $15 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge for $34.95. Plus, 2x O Rewards points. Offer valid in-store and online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
The championship matchup in the Four Nations face-off is set. I'm Bill Scott with sports. U.S. will square off against Canada Thursday night at TD Garden in Boston. The final day of round-robin action wrapped up yesterday. Canada knocking off Finland 5-3. Sweden beating the U.S. 2-1. Team USA knocked off Canada last weekend 3-1. NFL offseason officially here. Teams around the league can begin franchise tagging players this afternoon. The tagging period ends in 2 weeks. 11th-ranked Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team hosting Illinois in Big Ten action at the Kohl's Center tonight. Wisconsin searching for its 5th straight win and some payback against the Illini, who won the first meeting back in December. Coach Greg Gard says this will be a good measuring stick for his team.
I think we're better on both ends of the floor, but obviously a really good team, a lot of talent, obviously a terrific point guard and a really good 5, and then the other pieces around them are, you know, when they're playing well, they're really, really good. So, yeah, I think both ends. I think we've grown, so it's going to be a challenge for us and a good measuring stick to see where we have come from early December.
7:30, the tip time at FS1. Marquette also returning to action tonight. They're playing host at Seton Hall at Fiserv Forum. That's an 8 p.m. tip on CBS Sports Network. Badgers jumped all the way to number 11 in this week's top 25 polls. That came out yesterday. Despite being in 4th place in the Big Ten, they are the highest-ranked Big Ten team in the top 25. Badger guard John Tonjay is the Big Ten's player of the week after his 32-point effort against Purdue on Saturday. Wisconsin football has found its general manager, the school announcing yesterday that Marcus Sedbury will take over the role. He's been serving as the school's deputy athletic director since 2022. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Extreme cold warning continues in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Until 10 o'clock this morning, sunshine highs near 3 above, northwest winds at around 10. Tonight, a cold weather advisory goes back into effect. Clear lows near 14 below. Tomorrow, sunshine highs near 6. Thursday, sunshine highs near 16. Currently across the region, we do have a clear sky. Wabasha Nelson, 14 below. Pepin and Lake City, 15 below. Plum City and Ogalle, 17 below. Mondovi, 18 below. 17 below here at WRDN. School closings that we have this morning: Alma, Cochrane, Fountain City, Durand, Arkansas, Oliva, Strum, Elk Mound, Elmwood, Gilmanton, and Mondovi are all closed today. Menominee, Pepin, Plum City, and Spring Valley all have e-learning days today. Right now, here's John Party. This is Heartache on the Dance Floor. Good morning, 7:24.
Yeah, I was just hanging out some little West Coast town. Found a bar out by the sand, so I made my way in. First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburned auburn hair, a California dream. Yeah, she was shaking them hips to some old Motown song. I couldn't say a thing, so I sang along. She was a heartache on the dance floor. Coast town, I drop by every night. I stay the closing time. My little mystery, that girl's killing me. So I put on this song just to sing along. She was a heartache on the dance floor.
Heartache on the dance.
Yeah, she moving through my mind. I gotta know her name, and I got to see her. Humming this little song, if I could say a thing, I'd want you to know. You were a heartache on the dance floor.
Heartache on the dance floor.
Yeah, you're moving through my mind.
Moving through my mind.
Oh, I got to know your name. I gotta see you again. And if you're listening, listening.
Surprised if she was standing there crying. Down in the back.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire. Keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work card. To the ones pushing that needle in the red into diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for ya. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dylan Marlowe and Dylan Scott, boys back home, 7:33. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning and happy Tuesday. And coming up next hour, birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM as well. Also, coming up this morning, well, we'll tell you about a new business empire being started. We'll tell you a little bit about that here coming up this morning. Also, of course, we have a whole bunch of school closings happening with the very, very cold weather. Coming in this morning, it was like brr. School closings that we have here: Alma, Cochran, Fountain City, Durand, Arkansas, Levi-Strom, Elk Mound, Elmwood, Gilmanton, and Mondovi all closed. Menominee, Pepin, Plum City, and Spring Valley all having e-learning days today. We have no basketball tonight. The Durand, Arkansas game, of course, with the school closed, there's no game tonight. So I get a rare night off on a Tuesday night in February. And so we'll get back into it on Thursday with boys basketball coming up. Of course, getting ready for the playoffs. Now, for the girls' playoffs, just want to let you know, for the Durand, Arkansas, for our coverage for Durand, Arkansas girls, I will not be here for the regionals, period. I have Commodity Classic
that's going on, and I'll be leaving on the 27th for that. So the Lady Panthers' first game will be on the 28th. If they would win, they would play then on that Saturday night in the regional final. And again, I'll still be a Commodity Classic. I have to take the equipment I use to do the games with me, obviously, to be able to keep doing things here at the station as well while I'm on the road. But if they make it to the sectionals, we will be having that, the sectional final, rather. We'll have that on March 6th, so we will be here for that game. But, again, busy, busy time. We have all the farm meetings, too, basketball going on. Yesterday was AMPI on Thursday. I will be up at Florian Gardens for the Chippewa Valley Ag Conference. That's coming up this Thursday, 9 to 3 at Florian Gardens, and we'll be there all day. And then, of course, it's Commodity Classic after that, as well the following week. And it's just that time of year with all the farm shows and farm meetings. Of course, we'll have the Eau Claire Farm Show right when I come back from Commodity Classic. I'll be coming back on Monday, that first Monday in March, and then that's what, the third. And then that Tuesday, Wednesday is the Farm Show in Eau Claire. So, yeah, busy, busy time.
The FFA trains young people for successful careers in agri-science and engineering, ag marketing, merchandising, sales, and many other careers indispensable to keeping American agriculture on the cutting edge. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Recognizing all of our local FFA chapters for all of their hard work throughout the entire year, this FFA salute is being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom.
For over 70 years, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom has been serving generations of people by bringing smart fiber optic technology to their homes, businesses, and communities. We serve the farmer, relying on ever-changing weather conditions, or the school teacher using computers and tablets to give students cutting-edge skills they can use in the workforce. Securing fast connections for hospitals, doctors, and nurses to bring you the best healthcare possible. Head to WWT.net and let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom bring fiber-fast internet to you.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Tomorrow's leaders in agriculture, business, technology, and science are being trained today as members of the FFA, a school-based national youth development organization with more than a million members across America, preparing themselves for future success. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Recognizing all the hard work our local FFA chapters do throughout the year, this FFA salute is being brought to you by Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services.
Being there, every minute, year after year. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, it's not just our way of doing business, it's our way of life. Providing the energy our community relies on every day. And as a Touchstone Energy Cooperative member, that means value that goes far beyond the energy we provide. It's value you can't really put a price on.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services is your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
Extreme cold warning continues until 10 o'clock this morning. Sunshine today, highs near 3, northwest winds at around 10. Tonight, clear, low 14 below with a cold weather advisory in effect. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs near 6. And for Thursday, sunshine, highs near 16. Sunshine across the region, but it's cold one. Wabasha, Nelson, 14 below. Pepin and Lake City, 15 below. Plum City and O'Galley at 17 below. Mondovi, 18 below. Here at WRDN, sunshine 17 below. Burr and Miranda Lambert's and Mama's Broken Heart, it's 7:39.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next, all I know I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix.
It's all part of a little bitty scheme.
It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I got the radio blasting. I got the windows rolled down. And I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. And I can
blowing. Hear the big engines whine. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. Well, when I woke up this morning, well, I took me a look outside. It was plain to see it was one of those days that I made for taking a ride. So I went downstairs, cleared my head with coffee and cigarettes. And when it hit me right there, then my mind was set. Well, I phoned work and told them they're gonna be a man short today. I got the sunny day blues, there's only one thing that's gonna make them go away. So I went out and I climbed into my big old Chevrolet. And with a turn of the key and a cloud of dust, I was on my way. I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down. And I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. Well, I can feel the wind blowing and hear the big engines whine. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down. And I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. And I can feel the wind blowing.
Wish this whiskey would make her miss me like I wish she did, I wish she did. Pouring up another one won't change what I should have done before she left. Now all that's left is mile by mile and city by city she's getting over me. And man, it ain't pretty, no, she's out there rolling down some.
Make her stay. Probably cry.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Cole Swindell and Love You Too Late. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Dunn County Farm Bureau will be holding a workshop on farm equipment on Wisconsin roadways. This is going to be on February 25th, next Tuesday, starting at 9 at Lindstrom Equipment in Menominee. There'll be a presentation by the Wisconsin State Patrol. This is free and open to the public. Call Justin at 715-308-7058, 715-308-7058 for more information. Well, a store that sells Legos in University Place, Washington was hit by burglars. They stole thousands of dollars, not of cash, but of Legos. The suspects used a U-Haul. And then they backed it up to the front door of the Sasquatch Bricks. And in about 5 minutes, they loaded the high-valued collectible Lego sets into the truck. Apparently, Legos have been the target of thieves across the country because retired sets are now expensive. The Pierce County, Washington Sheriff's Department is reviewing video from a resident in the building. The owners are asking for Lego collectors to be on the lookout online to see if those sets are being sold. I mean, really, not just the name of the place, Sasquatch Bricks. These burglars are messing with Sasquatch. Think about
it. For many young people, preparation for future success begins in the ag education classroom and membership in FFA. Here, students gain valuable experience in agri-science, business, finance, technology, and many other career fields. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Recognizing all the hard work our FFA chapters do throughout the year during this National FFA Week, this FFA salute is brought to you by AMPI.
Did you know some of the world's best cheese is made in Blair? At AMPI, a cooperative owned by local dairy farmers. Producing award-worthy cheese is the daily standard at AMPI. Why? Because our products are co-op crafted. That means we combine the talents of local dairy farm families with skilled cheesemakers to craft exceptional dairy products. AMPI, we're a hometown business making some of the world's best cheese, right here in Blair.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelty can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelty can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelty can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications. All 100% online with Zelty and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelty. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Gotta
7:30. The house is dirty, but it can wait. Yeah, 'cause right now I need some dance.
One dance just ain't enough.